You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Mike Shope.
You might be mocking me or you might be staunchly agreeing with me. I can't tell.
I'm mocking you.
And the Bulldog.
What is Fozzie Bear's role in this production?
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Rolling along here on a Thursday afternoon. Thanks so much for tuning in today. Mike has the couple of days off at the end of this week here, and then I'll be off next week, so just me for a couple of days here, and then just him for a week coming up after that. But I'm not alone, because joining me right now on the Western Hotline is another one of our favorites, Matt Verderam, on the Chiefs and the NFL for SI Now. Matt, it's great of you to join us on such short notice, too. We really appreciate it.
No problem. Happy to do it.
I wanted to mention to you before we get going, because the way my brain works, I'll end up forgetting wanting to tell you something that I would consider a compliment. The tweet you had within the last day or two, sharing the story about your cross country trip and trying to walk the dog, was splendid. For folks who didn't see it, there was a gentleman who saw you struggling for what you recently had surgery. You were struggling. You can tell the story. I loved seeing it the other day.
No, I appreciate it. I just get annoyed when I feel like people are disingenuous and or when they're just jerks. I live out in Chicago, outside of Chicago, and but I'm from New York. I grew up in the Catskill Mountains, which is where I am right now. And I went to school 3 hours from Oswego, or from Buffalo in Oswego. I was driving back, and I had back surgery like a month ago. And so I was concerned on the ride back, 14 hours, got the dog in the car. He's pretty big, and he pulls on the leash. And so I was told by my doctor, like, look, don't let him out. Like, you can't – if he pulls, you're going to re-herniate your disc, and you're going to need a surgery. So, I was, like, trying to, like, very basically figure out a very convoluted way to get him out the door. My 7-year-old daughter's trying to help me. And, this gentleman could see, I guess, from where he was pumping gas, that it was a struggle. Came over, doesn't speak a lick of English. We communicate to each other through his translator on his phone. And he let my dog out, put the dog back in the car, shut the door. Like, didn't ask for a dime, didn't, like, got nothing out of it other than just like, hey,
yeah,
I can see you need a little bit of help. And, I was responding to a tweet from somebody who's a politician in Illinois who just,
yeah.
If you don't speak English, you don't play. It's like, hey, look, I don't give a damn. There were a lot of people at that truck stop who spoke English. Saw the same thing that guy saw and didn't move an inch. Which, by the way, like, fine.
Sure. It's, right.
To me, like, if you're a good person, you're a good person. And it really bothers me when people try to paint it any other way than that.
Yeah, I just really appreciated seeing that story. The other thing I wanted to squeeze in is more related to football. You've made me make what I think is an important change in how I handle myself on the show, because 13 seconds, this is the end of me saying it, 13 seconds is from now on going to be referred to by me anyway as the game that shall go nameless. Because scrolling through, I don't remember what you were responding to or quote tweeting about, but yeah. You whatever it was – incredible game or finish you can't believe happened, whatever. There's 13 seconds there, and it took the air out of me when I saw it. And I thought, every time I do that on a nice summer day, I'm doing that to somebody riding around in their car or running on their treadmill or whatever they're doing while they're listening to us. And I don't want to do that to people. I don't want to stop that.
I get it. Yeah, I had a buddy who also writes, and he was asking people, to like, what's the game that is a defining moment for Mahomes?
Oh,
and I was like, well, I mean, look, I'll say this actually in like a positive way for the Bills. I know that game is a horror movie for Bills fans. I get it. That game to me is the greatest game I've ever seen in terms of quarterback play in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. Allen couldn't have played any better that night. And I think the only reason that the Chiefs were able to win is I don't think Mahomes could have either. That game is the game that made me look at Josh Allen differently. Not that I didn't think he was excellent at that point. I mean, obviously, he had a couple of great years. But there's no other quarterback in football, having watched every snap of Mahomes' career. Like, even as great as Lamar is or Burrow, I always feel like if Mahomes plays his best, they're just going to win. They're going to win the game. Like, I don't really care what the other guy does. They're not going to win. They're not going to overcome it.
Mm-hmm.
Allen is the only guy in the league that when they play Buffalo – I feel like even if Mahomes plays his absolute best, if Allen plays his best, it's still an open question who's going to win the game. And I don't think there's any other quarterback that I feel that way about. I think it's fair to say they would probably agree with me. Allen's been, you know, phenomenal. I think that game, even though they lost, was a pretty big example as to why.
Yeah, no doubt. Matt Verderam, longtime covering the Chiefs and the NFL for SI Now on the Wester Hotline from New York State, as it turns out. So we're glad to have you close by again, Matt. So the Bills on the overall here, you know how it goes. It's year 9 for McDermott, year 8 for Allen, and they've hit their head on the same ceiling here. This game we're talking about being the most painful example, but the other ones have hurt too, of course, and they've yet to reach a Super Bowl, let alone win one. And I don't know, I feel like as long as you're still a respectable, objectively thought of contender for the Super Bowl, I got no problem having hope for it. I mean it's going to happen, but I think fans are getting a little worn down here. We're getting antsy, Matt. I don't know, what do you think of that?
Listen, I totally understand it. Okay, like I'm a Knicks fan in basketball. Like,
right.
I understand. Like, I grew up in the '90s, where it was just unrelenting pain every year losing to the Bulls. I would say this though for the Bills. Listen, you have an MVP quarterback. I understand with McDermott. I get the criticism, and it's warranted at times. At the same point, he's a good coach. He's a coach that if they fired him, he would have no problem getting another job instantly. This is a team that has a really good offensive line. There's a really good running back. The wide receivers aren't overwhelming, but there's depth to the group, and Shakir's a really nice player in the slot. Defensively, you've got two really good corners in Johnson and Benford. Of course, we'll see what happens here with Harrison. The front seven, look, you're hoping a little bit that Rousseau takes that jump from, like, really, like, solid good player to, like, Pro Bowl player. But all that's to say, when I look at the AFC, I still think it's about three teams. It's about Kansas City, it's about Buffalo, and it's about Baltimore. Quite frankly, I look at the Ravens and say, for all their talent, call me when they win a game that matters, because they can never do it. Buffalo has proven repeatedly they can do it. They can win big games in the playoffs. They haven't been able to beat the Chiefs, but they've been able to get there over and over. And I actually wrote a column earlier this year. I give them a lot of credit. Like, they went out and the Bills re-signed all those good young players. They signed Rousseau. They brought back Bernard. They gave Benford a deal. Shakir got a deal. Cook eventually, I think, will get one. But, you know, I think a lot of teams have just panicked and said, well, we can't get over the hump, so we're going to rip all this to shreds. We're going to try something else. I give them credit that they didn't do it. Look, they have been a whisker away. It's not like when they play the Chiefs, they're losing by 30 points. They're losing these games by Kincaid not catching a pass, by less than 20 seconds of a game. I mean, I just feel like at some point, the Bills are going to get through, whether it's them beating the Chiefs or the Chiefs just having a down year. Like, they will get through at some point. They've shown that they're right there, and eventually they're going to bang the door down.
Yeah, that's entirely where I'm standing. You know, recognizing, you know, I think 13 seconds is there. I did it again. Oh, Matt.
It's painful.
Right. I just had a new mantra and I just blew it just now. I'm terrible at my job. Anyways, so like that's the smoking gun on McDermott, and you know there's a sure. part of the fan base that has still not gotten over it, and I respect that and totally understand it. Last year, though, even like the Chiefs, you know, the Chiefs did not have a big offensive year at all, and they kind of did whatever they wanted in the AFC title game against the Bills, and it looked like they caught them unaware with the way they started with the quick hitting passing game and all that stuff, and like that's another notch against you know McDermott being able to get there. I think
it is. I will say this though. I'm going to give, and I think all that's fair. The one thing I will say to be fair to Sean McDermott the other way, I remember watching that game, and when Benford got hurt and they had to bring in Kyrie Allen, I remember turning to someone I was watching the game with and saying, this game's over. Mm-hmm. They're going to throw at him relentlessly. And if you go back and watch that game, and I'm sure people in Buffalo aren't going to and don't need to, I mean, they were throwing at Elam every time he was in one-on-one coverage. They would just look at it and be like, all right, that's great, 10 yards. There's nothing he's doing about it. And, you know, I think a lot of times offense is about the high-end guys that you have, right? Who's your quarterback? Who's your number one weapon? Who's your big left tackle? Defense is so often about who's the weakest link on your defense. Who is the guy or two or three that I can just go after and pick on and force you to have to play around that guy? I will always wonder that if Benford doesn't get hurt in that game, do the Bills win it? Because I just think, you know, Benford is too good. He wouldn't have gotten picked on like that. Now, maybe they don't. Maybe they would have lost. But I think it's a different game. I will say, and to the Bills' credit, they played a lot more man in that game than they typically have against the Chiefs. I think if you're McDermott, the one thing that you've got to figure out, and it's not easy, and maybe this is also a Brandon Bean question, they have got to get a better pass rush on Mahomes in these mm-hmm. games. They're just not going to beat them. I mean, it's the one thing I've criticized the Bills for over the years, and I'll stick by it. If they're going to beat the Chiefs, forget in October. I don't care if they beat them in October.
I don't think we do either anymore.
Nobody cares. No, those games, it's weird. It's actually funny because like, I've gotten to know quite a few people in Buffalo covering the Bills, of course, and I think we all agree. Like, those games in October and November, while they're massive nationally, we all sit there like, it's basically a preseason game. It's fine.
Right.
Like, but if you're going to win, like, Ed Oliver's got to play big in those games. Greg Rousseau's got to play big in those games. They need a pass rush, and that has been something that has been missing in every single one of their playoff games against Kansas City.
Yeah, I don't know who said it here this time, during this season, leading up to the Chief game, this past regular season, Matt, but someone I know it's been referenced on Twitter said, I can't wait for the Bills to beat the Chiefs again and feel nothing. Something like that's where a lot of us are at. I mean, I still try to invest in the week to week, but you know, yeah, January. So you really think? I've been wondering if there's another team out there. Like, are the Bengals going to get back to what they were a couple of years ago? Is there a team in the Chiefs division there, like the Chargers or the right. Broncos? Are they coming? Is anybody hearing footsteps? I don't think it exists in the AFC East. Yeah, I don't know. I'm a little skeptical about the Texans. Is there like anybody?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Other than those three that you could make a case for taking a step and becoming a threat?
Yeah, I think the Texans have regressed. I mean, that offensive line somehow is worse. I mean, I covered that Houston-Kansas City game for Sports Illustrated. I was assigned that divisional round game. The Chiefs had 8 sacks. And they could have had 15. It was unbelievable. I mean, it was unbelievable how much they hit Stroud in that game. Like, I don't believe in them. The Broncos, I think, are phenomenal defensively. They might be the best defense in football if Greenlaw and Hufanga stay healthy. The problem is, and we saw it in Buffalo in the wildcard game, I don't know that they can score a point. Like, I think in the regular season, it's one thing, because teams like Buffalo and Baltimore, Kansas City, they're not going to give you their A-plus game script. They're just not. They're not going to show exactly what they would do. In a playoff game, those teams are going to annihilate Denver's offense. They just can't function. The Chargers, I look at and say, if you can cover Ladd McConkey, then what? Where's the ball going? Mike Williams at age 37 or whatever. Right. The one team, I don't think they can win the Super Bowl. I don't even think they can get to it. Cincinnati's the one team in like a one-off playoff game.
Mm-hmm.
They're kind of like, if the NBA, if you just fast-forwarded a series to a game 7, and you played a team that was like a 42-win team but could score 135 points on any given night.
Right.
And you're like, well, what if they just shoot 30 from 33s, right? Like, what if they just hit them all? Like, it's Cincinnati, I would never pick them to win 3 straight playoff games. But if you draw them in like the 2-7 matchup in the wild card round.
Yikes.
Yeah, right. Exactly. You have that feeling of like, well, we should win, but Burrow might throw 7 touchdowns. So right. Who knows? I do think that the Bills, Ravens, and Chiefs are the only three that can get out of the AFC, but I think Cincinnati's that team that those three teams don't want to get in the playoffs.
Right. That was definitely the case last January when it was coming down to it. Like, just keep them out. Thank you.
Yeah, that was so comical. And, you know, like, the Chiefs had nothing to play for, and people were like, well, should they be playing to help the Bengals get out? Like, why?
Right.
Who would ever do that? Like, as if the roles were reversed. Like, the Bengals would be going all out to win a game to let Kansas City get in the playoffs. The Bengals have no defense. They're going to probably have to score 30-plus points a game to win. But, yeah, they're one of those teams you don't want them in the playoff game.
Yep.
You don't want to have to try to score 35 games. Because, hey, listen, things happen. And, you know, all of a sudden you're going on.
There's always something with them, it seems, right? Like, they got the receivers all signed. Of course, they've got Burrow signed, but now there's this fight with Hendrickson that's ongoing. And the thing with the Shamar Stewart thing is kind of, I don't know, maybe the player's more to blame there. I don't know, but the whole thing's weird.
The whole thing's weird because of their ownership.
Right.
The whole thing's weird. You know, I mean, that's one thing that, look, most NFL owners are so unbelievably wealthy. They don't care if they got to pay out a contract of a couple hundred million. Like, they're just going to do it. They're going to put the money in escrow. They're going to make the interest back in 3 hours, and they're not going to care. Mike Brown is, by any of our standards, insanely wealthy. But by NFL standards, he's cash flow. I remember when a couple years ago, you know, they were still working on the Burrow deal, and I actually talked to an agent who said to me, and meant it, like, was not being sarcastic, they might have to go to a bank and take a small loan out to pay Burrow.
Yeah.
Like, that might be how they have to put it into escrow. You know, because they don't have the money on hand like some of these other teams. The Raiders are another team like that. That was one of the biggest reasons Khalil Mack got traded to Chicago. They couldn't pay him. They financially could not pay him. And I think, you know, that's where, you know, teams like Dallas or teams like the Rams, they don't even care. Kroenke's not going to care.
Right.
But it's, you know, the Bengals, you know, hey, listen, I give it to them. They paid Chase, they paid Higgins. I only thought they'd pay one of them.
Me too. Yeah.
You know, but now you look at it, and I guarantee you Mike Brown signed that last check and went, all right, we're done. Like, that's it. And so the problem for the Bengals is they have to draft really, really well, and they have drafted atrociously the last 4 years.
How do you feel about the Chiefs going in? Because I can see a scenario in my head where I'm like, well, these teams aren't just going to keep winning divisions forever. Is there someone that can take them down? But on the other hand, I'm also looking at Rashee Rice back and another year older for Xavier Worthy and Hollywood Brown. And even though Kelsey's slowing down, I feel like Mahomes could have an insane year and like sort of reclaim the MVP from Allen and Jackson. Like, which way would you lean there?
So my answer is probably not going to please your audience, but my thought process is they actually had a ton of injuries last season.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they were really beat up. Rice played 3 games. Worthy was not hurt, but really was not like utilized until the back half of his rookie year.
Right.
Butker missed a ton of time. They had four kickers last season. Charles Amenahu was out most of the year. Pacheco was out most of the year. They were missing quite a few players. And this offseason, look, they lost Justin Reed, but they have this kid, Jaden Hicks, who I think is going to be probably their next defensive star. He is a very talented kid they're super high on. But I think they'll win the division. I think they'll be fighting with Buffalo and Baltimore for the one seed. I think those three teams will be the top three seeds in some order, probably dependent upon the game that none of us are going to care about when they see each other in week nine. I think Mahomes will have a very good year. But the one thing, if you want to watch the Chiefs and kind of look and say, okay, what is a bellwether? I would say the left side of that offensive line is going to tell you, are they a legit, are they the top team in the league? Or are they a contender who could win it all because of who they are, but also there's an issue? Because Tooney is now gone at left guard. That's a meaningful thing. Kingsley Suamate is slotting in there. He was awful last year at tackle. He was much better at guard when they played him there at the end of the year, but he's still a huge question mark. And then at left tackle, look, it can't be worse than it was a year ago. They were a disaster at left tackle last season. But you bring in Josh Simmons, who is super talented from Ohio State, but is coming off a torn patella. And then you have Jalen Moore, who they gave a two-year, $30 million deal to, who's played, I think, 12 games in the NFL as a starter. So if the left side of the line's good, I think they're better, even though I think the record will be worse because they won a billion weird games last year.
Right.
There's a world where they're better and they're 13-4. I think that's probably what they are if the left side's good. If the left side's not good, I still think they win the division, but then it's they're going to the playoffs with some real issues.
Yeah. I thought the Simmons thing was a real key thing to watch, and it feels to me from a distance the early returns are good there, are they not?
The early returns are shockingly good in the sense that when they drafted him, there was a thought of, hey, look, this is kind of a redshirt year.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, he got hurt. So for anyone who's not familiar with it, he tore his patella tendon, non-contact, mid-October. I think it was October 20th or so. And that's a really serious injury, especially for a guy of 320 pounds. So there was a real thought of he's going to come in. He's probably not, he's not going to be there for OTA's mini camp. Maybe he's doing some individual stuff in camp. And then we'll just kind of work him in as time goes on. Well, he was doing team drills in OTAs and in minicamp, and they have said publicly that their expectation is he's going to be ready to go day one of training camp in St. Joe in a couple of weeks. He's been everything they've hoped for to this point. Now, of course, look, we're talking about non-padded practices.
Sure.
You're playing patty cake with a guy. But he is healthy, and he is to this point been what they'd hoped. So he's a huge key because even if Suamate is not great at left guard, look, if the guy's between Simmons and Creed Humphrey, it'll be all right. They'll figure it out.
Right.
But if the left tackle's a problem, and then you'll have guards also front, now it's a swinging gate, and Mahomes is, looking at his blind side being a real problem.
Yeah. Is it wrong? Would it be overstating it to say that Simmons was thought of highly enough that if he'd been healthy, maybe he would have been drafted ahead of the LSU kid that the Patriots took, or is that too much?
I don't know that it's too much. I think that would be in the eye of the beholder. I will tell you this. I've had a multitude of people tell me, listen, if he's healthy, he's unquestionably a top 10 pick. I think that kind of goes to, the Saints took Kelvin Banks out of Texas. I believe it was at 9. Kelvin Banks, which might be a great player, all the best to him. His tape is nowhere near what Simmons' tape was.
Right.
I think if Simmons is healthy, he's got a case as the number one tackle in the class. He's certainly right there with Campbell and Membo out of Mizzou. But the Chiefs, he was at 32 for a reason. He was coming off of a really bad knee injury.
Right.
There were some concerns about, hey, look, not so much off the field stuff, but what is his maturity level? Is he a guy that you got to kind of hold his hand to get him to do what he needs to do in practice and to love football, so to speak? So far, really early, those have been questions that have been answered in a positive way for the Chiefs, but we all know how that goes. And let's be real, too. He could be fully healed, but it's a 320-pound guy in a patella tendon that needs to be repaired. That could also still be a problem at some point.
Yeah, that could be a ticking time bomb at any point here. And any of us, really, even if we're not 320 pounds.
Yeah.
Matt, thank you so much for the time. Really appreciate it. Best of luck as you continue to recuperate from the back surgery and enjoy your time back home.
Yeah, things are good. Thanks a lot. I really appreciate it.
All right, that is Matt Verderam, SI now on the Chiefs and the NFL in general. A lot of good information there, especially on the Chiefs and this left tackle that I think a lot is riding on. All right, we'll see if you want to react to any of what we've talked about with our guests here. Reload our conversation from earlier about your level of optimism regarding the Bills. Really, anything goes, man. 803-0550 is the number if you'd like to get in. Mike is away today and tomorrow, along with Zach Jones. I'm the Bulldog, and this is WGR.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.